Howdy, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Tuesday, May 25th. Counting today, we're a week away from the end of the 87th legislative session, which ultimately ends on May 31st. Between now and then are several key deadlines, to include one at tonight at midnight. It marks the deadline prohibiting the House from considering any additional Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions for the first time. Likewise, tomorrow at midnight marks a similar deadline for the Senate, as far as its consideration of all bills and joint resolutions for the first time. Due to these deadlines, the format for the show will transition to primarily focusing on legislative priorities that are still in fact moving in the legislative process, to include the ones that are up for consideration before the deadlines we just spoke about. In a future episode, we'll cover in detail the priorities that never made it across the legislative finish line. Yesterday, the Texas Senate adopted the Conference Committee report to House Bill 1927, or Constitutional Carry, by a vote of 17 in favor and 13 in opposition. They joined the House, who adopted the report late Sunday night, which means the next step for the bill is to the governor's desk, where he had previously indicated that he would sign the bill into law. It's expected he will do so soon. House Bill 3, or the bill that was formerly known as the Texas Pandemic Response Act, was officially recommended to the Senate Local and Uncontested calendar yesterday. This is the bill authored by Republican State Representative Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock that, in its original deliberations in the House, saw several revisions, ultimately creating a legislative oversight committee, among also perpetuating already disputed governor authorities under the existing State Disaster Act in a new section of code related to pandemics. Last week, the Senate sponsor of the bill, Republican State Senator Brian Birdwell of Granbury, almost completely gutted the bill and replaced it with his own approach to executive powers reform in Senate Bill 1025, which you may recall had already passed the Senate almost 2 months ago, but was never even given a hearing in the House. It's interesting that the bill in its new Senate form was recommended for the local and uncontested calendar, given all the tumult in bringing it forth in the House. It's unclear as to its prospects if and when it passes the Senate on whether the House will even accept the revisions. Stay tuned. The Texas Senate passed House Bill 525 by Republican State Representative Matt Shaheen. This is a Texas GOP priority related to religious freedom, and it would designate all religious organizations and their activities as essential at all times, to include during a time of emergency or disaster. A minor amendment was accepted while being considered in the Senate, which means it now goes back to the House for their final consideration. The Texas House gave passage to Senate Bill 2 relating to the reform of the Public Utilities Commission, or PUC, and the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, as well as Senate Bill 3, or the Omnibus Electric Grid Stability or Winterization Bill yesterday. They both were amended, so they'll now return to the Senate, but notably, both of these bills were deemed emergency priorities of Governor Abbott in the wake of the February winter storms. The Texas House gave initial approval to the Star-Spangled Banner Protection Act, or Senate Bill 4, yesterday. It will be heard for a final time today before likely being sent to Governor Abbott. This bill requires professional sports organizations to play the U.S. National Anthem or Star-Spangled Banner during their event if they also contract with a governmental entity or receive tax subsidies. This is a legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick. The sole remaining bill related to a ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying was postponed after originally being scheduled for consideration by the House yesterday. This bill left the Senate as a prohibition on cities and counties. It was revised in the House State Affairs Committee to now encompass almost all local jurisdictions, but notably it also has a few loopholes, essentially rendering the ban altogether useless. It's unclear as to its prospects on the House floor today. A ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying is a priority of the Republican Party of Texas. Similarly, Senate Bill 12, or the bill that attempts to protect free speech in relation to social media platforms, was also postponed from yesterday's calendar. After it had originally been laid out, it was subjected to a point of order. Expect the debate on this bill to be fairly lengthy on today's calendar. Senate Bill 29 is also on today's calendar. This is the legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick as it relates to ensuring that kids play sports associated with the gender on their birth certificate. There are a few changes to the bill since it passed the Senate in mid-April. It's unclear as to its prospects in the overall House today. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. They were able to get through their entire calendar yesterday, so all of the remaining bills are those on third reading from the ones they considered previously and the ones originally scheduled for consideration today, leading up to the midnight deadline. They have a total of 129 bills to get through on today's calendar. The overall Senate will convene tomorrow morning as well, this morning as well, and they've added several bills on their intent calendar to include House Bill 10 or the House's original attempt to reform the Public Utilities Commission or Electric Reliability Council of Texas. This was a priority of Speaker Phelan, as he announced in the wake of the severe winter weather in February. Another priority of Speaker Phelan's is up today on the Senate intent calendar, and that's House Bill 15 by Democrat State Representative Sinfonia Thompson of Houston. This bill would create the Brain University Research Initiative in an attempt to create the mechanism to seek funding and grants to study various brain ailments. This is a legislative priority of Speaker Phelan's related to health care. House Bill 1535 by State Representative Stephanie Click, a Republican from Fort Worth, was also added to the Senate intent calendar. This bill would expand the already existing Compassionate Use Act to allow for additional low-THC cannabis to be used for certain patients with certain qualifying medical conditions. The bill seeking to impose additional regulations on pet stores is up today as well. This is House Bill 1818 by State Representative Jared Patterson, a Republican from Frisco, and ultimately it would limit where pet stores can source their dogs and cats while also requiring them to disclose the source to patrons. This bill was the subject of some contention in the House before finally passing. Representative Dustin Burroughs has a bill related to limiting the overall definition of debt for the purposes of property tax calculation up today. It would also require an election to incur new debt at all. When the bill left the House, it had several amendments making exceptions to application in some of the large urban areas and counties in the state. It's unclear as to whether those amendments stayed on. Deadlines mean the inevitable rush through bills on calendars through tomorrow. Once the legislature moves beyond these initial deadlines, most of the continued bill consideration will primarily be focused on conference committee reports or whether to accept amendments that got onto bills as they went through the opposite legislative chamber. The volume of bills will decrease after these deadlines, and thus, in future episodes of the show, we'll have less bills to also talk about. Well, that's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. As always, make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. Head on over to our Facebook page today or this afternoon and check out the Luke Macias Show as well. And if you want to know about specific bills I talk about on the show, make sure to check out the show notes page where we link directly to the bills that are being considered as well as the contact information for the author and the sponsor. If you want up to the minute updates, of course, make sure to follow me on Twitter @OpinionatedK. I'll see you tomorrow. Y'all take care.